Welcome to your 5 for today. A little while back, a man began to draw the attention of fellow walkers by carrying an unusual and heavy item as he ran daily on the hills and out in the countryside. When asked about the 15-kilogram tire tied to his back, he explained that it was a visual representation of the heavy burden he had to carry. It was intended to symbolise various strains he had experienced, especially mental struggles, the weight of which remained. It prompted questions of passers-by who also shared some of their own problems. In the 17th century, John Bunyan wrote an allegorical story called Pilgrim's Progress that describes the encounters of a man called Christian and his journey from the city of destruction and eventually his arrival at the celestial, the heavenly city. He too was weighed down by a burden. Not a tire, but a far greater burden, the unbearable weight of his sin that he had come to realise from reading a book. He knew that it would bring him to ruin. In his quest for deliverance, he arrived in various places, such as a bog called the Slough of Despond, where fears and doubts threatened to overwhelm him. And later, he was overshadowed by a great mountain on the way to Mr. Legality's house that seemed as if it would crush him. His companions, obstinate and pliable, began the journey, but soon turned back. And he also met a number of other people along the way. A good man called Help provided assistance in rescuing him from the swamp. Mr. Worldly Wiseman's guidance put Christian in danger. But Evangelist, who gave pointers at the start of the journey, directed him back onto the straight and narrow. Eventually, Christian comes to the place of deliverance, a hill on which stood a cross. It was there that the ties that held his burden to his back were broken, and it rolled away into an empty tomb, never to be seen again. There will be burdens that we all bear from time to time, but the consciousness of sin is one that we must all come to appreciate because of its dreadful and lasting consequences. But relief is available. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Coming to Christ means abandoning all hope of rescuing ourselves by trying to make up for our sin with charitable acts and other such efforts. It means coming, figuratively speaking, to a cross on a small hill called Calvary. There, for our sakes, God laid the tremendous burden of the sin of the whole world upon his own Son, Jesus Christ. God made him answerable for it, as if he were the criminal, though he had done no wrong. Why? It is because nobody else could relieve us from our burden. But desiring our rescue, he was willing to endure suffering and death to make it possible. Through Christ's experience and subsequent resurrection demonstrated by the empty tomb, we can see our burden removed once and for all, when we recognize it was for us. Rolled away, and the burden of my heart rolled away. Every sin had to go, neath the cleansing flow, hallelujah, rolled away, and the burden of my heart rolled away. Thank you for listening.